breaking news story out of Tennessee. Former NFL quarterback Steve McNair has been found dead this afternoon in an apartment complex there in Nashville.
Also saying a woman was also found shot to death.
After nearly 4 days of intensive investigation, the police department has concluded that Steve McNair was murdered by Sahil Kazemi, and that in turn, Sahil Kazemi killed herself with a single gunshot wound to her head. The totality of the evidence clearly points to a murder-suicide.
Steve McNair was the former star quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. He was a former NFL MVP. And on July 4th, 2009, 1 year after he'd retired from football, Steve was found dead in his Nashville condo, with his mistress dead at his feet. The police quickly ruled that the mistress, Jenny Kazemi, had killed him and then turned the gun on herself. Around the 8th anniversary of Steve's death, an editor at Sports Illustrated approached me with an assignment. Go write about Steve McNair. It seemed like a fairly straightforward story. Then I started doing some research, and I came across a former Nashville cop who still had some pretty big questions about the case, a guy by the name of Vincent Hill. Vincent had been interviewing people, gathering evidence, and conducting his own investigation, and he didn't believe Jenny had killed Steve McNair. He didn't think this was a murder-suicide. He thought that the Nashville police had royally botched the investigation.
When they said it was a murder-suicide, I just looked at the circumstances. I said there's no way that Sahil Kazemi, aka Jenny, would pull that off.
Vincent starts filling my head with all these theories.
Who stole Steve's money? Who stole Steve's necklace? His Rolex? His wedding ring? She didn't take it.
Then I start reaching out to Steve and Jenny's friends and family. And it turns out, a lot of them have the same questions. It's not just Vincent Hill. They have questions about the police investigation, about Jenny's supposed motives, about the alleged murder weapon.
It was such an open-close case. It's like they closed it before I felt like they were even able to do a proper investigation.
Look at where the shots were now. That's not a person that's not ever handled a gun now. Think about it.
Steve's death is not just about his relationship with a 20-year-old girl. His death is about money, power, so forth and so on.
In this podcast, we'll re-examine the Steve McNair case 9 years later. We'll dive into all these questions, go down all these rabbit holes, and then pose questions to people in power.
He told me that Dave, man, stay around me all day. I got a lot of people don't like me.
We'll walk you through a family's fight for answers and all the intriguing developments that have come up in recent years.
It is very unlikely that Kazemi is the only component in Steve's death.
The questions are legitimate enough that I think it's fair to reassess at this point. Did Jenny Kazemi really kill Steve McNair?
This is a story that isn't over. There is another story. There is a complete other side to this story.
Launching October 17th from Sports Illustrated and Cadence 13. Fall of a Titan. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
There are a lot of unusual things that have gone on that have never been brought to surface.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.